colorful like every occasion. We a global podcast, not a radio station. If you bump us in the car, that's a city innovation. Get your mind right, shine bright. Every place a highlight. Tell my chest and point to God, cause homie, that is my guy. Beat us for a lifetime. Motivate with my rhymes. Two H's up in my name. Have hope, that is the guideline. A rush, I be spazzing now. Homie, you can have the clout. People joke about me. Guess what? I'm the one that's laughing now. Oh, pardon me, starving me. I'm just getting started, G. Bloodline from the islands, man. My family, where them farmers be. We done, we rehearsing. Time to lift the curtains. Time to put musicians. Every one of them determined. We gon' hit the surface with Filipino hip hop and Filipino R&B. Hey, it's time to lift off. This is heavy rotation, This is heavy rotation, This is heavy rotation. Got that flavor for your ear, for like every occasion,
Number one for Filipino hip-hop and R&B. Heavy rotation. This is Heavy Rotation.
They got a brand new song out that's about to blow up the whole entire Bay and take over the nation. Plus, they're on a mission to fill the world with R&B. My fam, Adrian Marcel and Sonny B of CRSB is in the house. Yo!
And it was happening. What's going on?
What's good, y'all? So wait, first off, I got to thank you guys for allowing Heavy Rotation to be one of the very few to premiere Bip City, the brand new slab, before anybody else. Man, y'all got me singing, sneezing, dancing, getting STUPID. We don't need ID. So, I mean, first question I got to ask you guys, because I know this is a collaboration in the making, but what makes Bip City so special for you guys now?
You know, I mean, for me, you know, Bip City is it's so much a part of our culture. You know what I mean? Like it's as far as it even being starting to be something so negative. You know what I mean? Like bipping everybody, if you're from the Bay, whether you're Frisco, Oakland, Richmond, Vallejo, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what bipping is. You know that, you feel me? If you pull up somewhere and you park, you got to leave your windows rolled down. You got to damn near leave a note saying, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing in here. You know what I'm saying? So we come from that, you know what I'm saying? We grew up around that, you know what I'm saying? It's been going on for years. It just got a name to it in the past couple of years, you know what I'm saying? But for us to take that and to also do another Bay thing by flipping it and making it to something player, like, no, we're not bipping no cars, you know what I'm saying? We bipping your chick, you feel me? It's like, we come from that. Frisco, Oakland, you know, it's the land of the pimps and the, you know what I mean? You feel me? And
yeah. So...
You know, so we were able to take something like that and be innovative, you know what I'm saying, and turn something that's a negative into not even necessarily a positive, because depending on what side of the spectrum you on, you feel me, it's not positive. But you know what I'm saying? But to take something that's so negative and just to make it player, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what makes it so special to us. You know what I mean? We taking something that's from the soil and we're replanting it and putting even more rich soil over it, you feel me, for it to emerge into something even doper, you know what I mean?
We got a lot of international listeners that always listen to our show, artists and things like that. Just for context, what does BIP stand for? Because I know, like, you know, because Bay Area, we got our own slang, right? We have our own language and how we talk. But I'm sure a lot of the folks are kind of like, what does BIP City mean? So how would you describe it to somebody?
So I would describe it to somebody like, you feel me? I mean, you wanna
yeah, well, you know, where we're from, you know, we always put a name on a lot of the trends or anything that we have going on in the Bay Area. You know, we need a name to describe what's going on. And right now, a very, you know, it's almost a pandemic when it comes to being in the Bay Area. You park your car, a lot of times you're gonna come outside and your window's gonna be broken and something will be stolen. So when you get bipped, you don't know who took anything.
No witness.
You know, usually if like you get robbed, you have the courtesy of knowing who's robbing you.
Hey, you. He robbed me.
Exactly.
That's the guy that got me.
Uh-huh. And when you get bipped, you know, you have no idea.
You probably standing right next to the dude. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's straight facts right there too. Yeah. Like you could be in a club and the dude next to you is probably
helping you look for you know what I'm saying? He helping you look for it. You feel me? But
he's like, oh man, that's messed up. He's the one who did it, you know?
Yep.
How we using it is in the scenario, man, if I pull up to a spot, you know, to function, you know what I'm saying? The place of turn up, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you feel me? And I get there and I come in there and there's a bunch of lames in here, you know what I'm saying? A bunch of ones that ain't got it, you know what I'm saying? And they might be there with a few you know what I'm saying, beautiful ladies, you know what I'm saying, might be packed out, you know what I'm saying, and the ratio to, you know, to women is just, is up, you know what I'm saying, and we walk in like, oh yeah, it's easy, we can call my boy, it's Bip City down here, get down here quick, because we finna snatch up all this, and we finna take it to the next spot, you know what I'm saying, so,
yeah,
you know, yeah, and again, it's with no witness, you know what I'm saying, it's, you don't know where she went, you don't know where they gone, you know what I'm saying, or who they left with, and nobody knows. It's
yeah,
to this day they still trying to figure it out.
So it's just we had to put the name on it. Yeah. We had to make a song about it, because it was just one of those things where it was like we both experienced it. A lot of people in our group have experienced it, where, you know, we pull up and then we end up leaving with, you know, some new friends,
six or seven of them.
Mm-hmm. So it was a good birth to a term that was negative.
Yeah.
And like you said, depends on what end of the spectrum you are on.
Adrian, real quick question for you here. You know, you've been kind of low key a little bit. I know your last song came out in 2022. You had two songs in 2021. Now, when you think about Bip City, you know, what was it about this song that you felt like this was the one to release in 2023? Because I know, talking with Sonny, he told me you guys got like 100 of these ready to break.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, we me and Sonny talked a lot about it. I mean, obviously with all the work that we've done, you know, you spend a lot of time with each other if you got 100 records in the vault, you know. But we knew that with the resurgence like this, you know what I'm saying, we're taking really 2 years, like we did sprinkles of music, you know what I'm saying, we put a little couple things out just to, you feel me, just feed the fan base that's there, but, you know, we knew that there was a bigger picture we wanted to get to, you know what I'm saying. Well, and matter of fact, there was a bigger frame that we needed to build, and that really came with understanding a strategy and how to necessarily go about it, you know. And with all these records, you know, when you have a lot of dope records, man, you know, the hardest thing that you face is which one to start with, you know, or which one to lead the group, because it can be detrimental, you know what I'm saying? It can kind of hurt you depending on how you start, because people, you know, how they receive it, you know, how they receive things. But, you know, we knew that it was a big thing for us to make sure we started with the Bay. Bip City was from the music to the lyrics to the delivery, just to the meaning, the background behind it, everything is just so Bay Area, man. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, we have a thing out here where, you know, a lot of people feel like we don't come together. You know what I'm saying? Like if you go to LA, they rock with each other harder out there, or Chicago or Atlanta or New York, you know what I'm saying? The Bay is always like, nah, nobody rock with each other like that. You feel me? Or you got to leave the Bay, go somewhere else to make it. And for us, everything we've been doing so far has really been about, you know, changing the idea of how the Bay is perceived to be. And I think that's why we knew we needed to start with Bip City. And we knew that we needed to start it in the Bay Area. You know what I mean? So that the Bay could feel like, you know, we had something, and it was bigger than me. You know, Bip City was one thing, but R&B is a whole nother idea, is the umbrella that all of this music is under, you know what I'm saying? And to be R&B, I can't go to LA and start, you know what I'm saying? I can't go to New York and start it. You know, you can't go to Atlanta and start it. You always got to start where it's from. It has to be from the soil, for the soil, into the world. You know what I'm saying? So we just knew that we needed to kick this off with the Bay Area, because we wanted the Bay to feel proud, feel, you know what I'm saying, excited.
That's right.
that there was a movement starting. I mean, it's been a long time since we really had a seat at the R&B table, you know. Mm-hmm. And for us, you know, again, with that Bay Area mentality, it's like, man, F that table, man. We finna come build a new one. You know what I'm saying? And it's R&B, you know what I'm saying? And we gonna create the seats. You know, we gonna create the table. We gonna create the opportunities, and we gonna create the lane. So we knew that it had to start in the Bay Area.
Everything that you just said, I mean, because like when I first heard it, that's the feeling I got. It was like, man, this is so Bay Area. And then like I even brought it to my wife, and I was like, listen to this, because she's not from the Bay. She's from Dago. Okay. And so I was like, listen to this. This is straight Bay. And then I started sneezing. I started getting down with her, and I was like, this is Bay Area. And then even what you're talking about, like with, you know, if there's, we don't have a seat at the table, screw it, we're gonna build our own. I mean, that's why why all of us are talking here. It was the same reason I decided to do, you know, Heavy Rotation and everything else that we've been doing so far. You know, so I love everything that you said, because I can totally relate to everything. You know, that's straight bay right there. Now, Sonny, for you, this is like one of the first production pieces that you had put out, correct?
Well, you know, with CRSB, I produced everything.
Yeah. But I mean, like for somebody else, though, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was, you know, when we were in COVID, you know, it kind of put us in a situation where, you know, everything was put to hold. You know, we had to cancel 67 shows. You know, it was a wild situation. So being able to connect with Adrian, you know, he's such a talented individual who's like, you know, platinum recording artist, you know, he's known around the Bay Area nationally, internationally. And when I met him, I was like, oh man, this man has reached his fullest potential. Like, he's got so much more to give, you know? And we instantly clicked, man. It was one of those things where it was like, I was very careful with who I wanted to, you know, create with and produce with and all this stuff, because I'm all about relationships and I'm all about the feeling of music, you know. Like, there's not an amount of money that can, you know, move me. It's really the music that moves me. So, you know, our first time in the studio, we cut three amazing records, you know, and, you know, a week into it, we already had like eight, almost 10 records. So, you know, having that conversation of like, hey, bro, what we gonna do, man? Because this feels special.
Yeah, sure.
You know, this feels real special. And it was like, I was going in with it not having a goal. I just wanted to see what it was gonna be. And, you know, once we started exchanging stories and we realized that we had the same morals and ethics, and we knew we were from the same soil, but, you know, the way that we were raised and the way that we viewed the world was very similar and kind of like the same situations, very parallel. So, you know, being able to cultivate something like R&B, it was like with every song, the character was being created, the sound was being molded, you know, and we were getting closer and closer to honing in on a very distinct and specific sound and feeling. So, you know, making sure that sonically, lyrically, you know, rhythmically, it was all Bay Area. Like, as you know, bro, like when we were doing when I'm doing the CRSB thing, I'm talking about where I'm from. You know, they ask us, islands you from? I'm saying I'm from the islands of the Bay Area. So to be able to dive fully into, you know, this sound and be able to like be proud of it, you know, and have someone like, you know, a partner like him believe in the concept and cultivate it with me, it was beautiful. So yeah, man, this is it was a blessing to be able to step outside of my original sound and grow, because I was always making music, you know. Because I always held it to a certain standard. I didn't just want to give it to anyone, you know. So it was just like, you know, linked up with him, and he kind of felt the same way. You know, he didn't want to just create with just anyone, you know. It was like tons of writers, tons of producers that he had on his list of people that he could rock with and work with, but it was same with him. It was about what it felt like putting that fun back into music, man, falling back in love with the process, teaching each other how to get to the juice, you know, creating the formula together. You know, it wasn't just, you know, hey bro, I wrote a song for you here, listen to it, record it. I needed him to be connected to the record.
Exactly.
You know, I needed the record to represent him as well as it represented me.
Right.
You know, so him being who he is, it was once we got on the same page, man, it was easy and it took off.
It was curtains.
Yeah.
Man, talk about a record to kind of like kick this whole thing off, man. It's definitely got that juice. You know what I mean?
Man, thank you for sure.
Take us back to that first initial meeting, like when you guys started to just talk and you know, have a conversation about working together. What was that conversation like? Like, what did you guys talk about?
We really didn't talk about music, honestly. We talked about family. Talked about, you know what I'm saying, you know, our experiences growing up, you know, and what it was like for us. Like, we talked about spirituality, man. We talked about dreams and goals, you know what I mean, and how we looked at accomplishing those, you know what I'm saying. And again, like he said, just constantly seeing that we were always on the same page. I mean, even today, man, I'll call Sonny and I'll say something, and next thing you know, we're saying something at the same time, like, or having the same idea of it. You know what I'm saying? We're always on the same page. I mean, our entire group, the Brodies, we're always on the same page. You know what I mean? And I mean, once we had those conversations, you know, the music just became so much easier to create. You know what I mean? It just became effortless, you know. But from there, you know, he took me out. We stepped outside, and you know, it was kind of like, look, man, what are we doing? You know, because we got 9-10 records right now, and I mean, like, this could be it. Like, the goal was to make a project.
Yeah,
you know, but
we're done with the project.
With the project already. You know? So, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? And it was just like both of us, just like, let's keep going. You know what I mean? That was the motto, like, keep going. And you know, we talked about a number. We talked about what number we needed to hit before we made a move. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And with that, during the process, I mean, every song was a conversation. Like, every song we've created from this point, all, you know, it's thousands of conversations based around this music, you know, and they all led into the concepts. You know, they all led into the direction of where each record was going to go. You know what I mean? And whether that was, you know, starting from the production or the lyrics, whatever it is, like, those conversations are still happening. We still have our conversations about goals, you know, new goals now, because you look up, you know, you work so hard, man, you put your head down and you just focus, that by the time you look up, man, you've surpassed every goal that you set. And now you have to make new ones. If you really want to continue to evolve and grow, like, you have to have new goals and constantly creating, you know, new visions to paint out. You know what I'm saying? So those conversations are still happening, man. It's really just always about just being on the same page, just being on the same waves, man.
Growth.
Yeah, growth.
You know, sure. Constantly pushing each other.
Yeah.
You know, challenging each other.
Yeah.
You know, we, with every song, we feel like we grow. We feel like we level up. So,
yeah.
You know, approaching each song, you know, 100 different songs with, you know, 6 to 8 melodies in each
right,
one.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
Over like 700-800 melodies that we haven't reused or, you know, recycled. The level of creation and creativity amongst this group and amongst each other, you know, is limitless. We feel like, you know, we don't see the roof on what this is. So
we took it off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So.
Top, you know. Yeah.
Let's talk about R&B just a little bit, because, you know, back in 2006, Hyphy just blew up, right? You know, and there were some R&B singers that were kind of doing it back then a little bit too, with some of the beats. What makes R&B different for you guys this time around? Because, you know, Hyphy kind of had this little bit of a plateau, if you will, and then, you know, artists like P-Lo still started to come back, bringing some of that Hyphy flavor back in. Yeah. And I know a lot of folks in the Bay are still kind of doing it. Coming up with R&B, what would be that goal here? What are you hoping to achieve with this new type of sound? And what kind of experience do you want folks to have when they listen to this type of music?
I mean, for me, you know, it's really about just creating a new genre, you know, like, for the world to understand the genre. You know what I mean?
Tell our story.
You
know, like, we love different. We party different. Yeah. You know, and we needed something that really spoke for our area. You know, like, we always talk about, you know, we grew up in an area in the Bay Area, and the Bay Area was the only place where you heard E-40, Keep the Sneak, and then mixed in with Mario, Let Me Love You.
You still so doing the sick, same, you know, you're doing what I mean? The same dance.
Yeah.
All of them, you know what I'm saying?
You know, like, nowhere else in the world was that actually happening. And while that was happening, it was raising us.
Yeah.
You know, it was creating this thing inside of us that we didn't even know until now. You know, like, and there was sprinkles of it.
And like,
know?
You said, yeah, you got the J Valentine's, you had the all, you know, the RLDs, you know, you had the Irk the Jerks, you know what I'm saying? We always had like these sprinkles of it, you know what I'm saying? From Go Dumb to, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be right here, you know, I can't stand you yet. You know what I mean? Like, we've had all of these sprinkles of it, but I feel like, you know, we're putting a face and legs on it. You know what I'm saying? We're honing in on it. I think that it was just at that point, they were, you know, doing what we do. We just make music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We just, we dope. You know what I'm saying? But for us, it had to be a little more strategic. You know what I'm saying? We had to go a little more in depth on exactly what it is, especially when you're talking about creating a new genre. We talk about going up against what's already there. And for us, we wanted to take ourselves out of the competition. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're our only competition. Our competition is the last record we did. You know what I'm saying? Like the other night. You know what I mean? Like, is this one gonna be bigger than the last one that I'm in love with? And every time you record or every time you finish writing a song, it's like, ooh, this is my favorite. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we saying 100, we done said it 100 times now. You know what I'm saying? So really, you know, I mean, it's hard to say because I feel like we crushed so many goals that we set in the beginning. So now, like, they're just evolving. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the level of pride that the Bay Area has for our own culture that we've created, you know, from the hyphy era to, you know, from the pimp era to the hyphy era to where we're at now.
The player
era. You know, that player, you know, aspect of the way we handle situations. You know, we wanted to put it in the lyric. You know, we're talking about freeways in the Bay Area. You know, we're talking about, you know, Bip City is a thing that, you know, bipping is, you know, cars being broken around, you know, into all around the world, but no one put a name on, you know, and the Bay Area is known for putting names on things that are trendy.
Yeah.
You know, we coming up with hella, you know, saying music slaps, food does not slap.
It does not slap.
You know, things like that, you know, it's just like being able to say, okay, let's coin this term. You know, let's, and it's also coined the genre that it exists in.
Exactly.
You know,
and I think you saying that it really hits the point because, you know, a lot of people have come to the Bay and taken so much culture from it. You know,
sound.
What I mean? And that's how you get it. That's how you get things misconstrued like that. That's how you can have the mishap of, you know, food slapping. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's someone coming in to the Bay Area, hearing the lingo, hearing the slang, hearing that, you know what I'm saying, seeing the energy, feeling the energy, and taking that and trying to go resell it to the world. You know what I'm saying? But you're not from here, so you don't understand those rules and regulations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for us, it's like no more of that coming in here and taking swag, taking sauce, taking ideas, taking our lingo and running out there and rebranding it. You know what I'm saying? We gonna brand it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's kind of like been our downfall throughout our years, is that just not, we're so talented. We're so, like, it just oozes out of us, man. Even today, there's so much talent in the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying, that's still undiscovered. You feel me? And it's like, we're so dope naturally, effortlessly. And because of that, because we're just doing what comes natural, sometimes it's not strategic, sometimes it's not planned out, sometimes it's not owned, you know what I'm saying? So it is able for people to come in and come take it and come, you feel me, repackage it up, you feel me, the wrong way. So for us, we saying, nah, no more of that. You feel me? We know what we got right now. You know what I'm saying? We're thinking 20 years, 30 years, 100 years down the line, when we not even hear no more what the sound that's being curated and how they talk about it, how they speak about it. You know what I'm saying? That, you know where it comes from. You don't gotta wonder, was it Detroit that started that, or is it Chicago? No, it's the Bay Area that came from the soil right here. And we're we're ending the ability for people to come in and take that and go out and own it for themselves. You know what I'm saying? We own it right now, before it's known. And that's why we, you know, we appreciate this, we appreciate you, and we appreciate everybody who's been down to allow us to, you know, speak the truth of what R&B is, and what's coming, what's happening.
Say that.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here saying, yep, I should be saying, yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, as we all know, I mean, we're all from the Bay here. I mean, the Bay Area does have like this signature sound. I mean, you can even hear it in Bip City when it comes to the drums, the bass line. To me, I think that's the two signature sounds for the Bay. It's usually bass line and drums first.
Yeah.
So going back to the studio, when you guys started concepting this record, what was that feeling? Why did you guys decide to hit you with that hard drum and then that bass line and then adding Adrian's vocals to all of that? How did you guys start, you know, with the concepting of it?
Shout out to my guy, DJ Klefty. You know what I'm saying? Out here, you know, I was actually building my house at the time. You know what I'm saying? I was working on my house, man. And, and Eclectic had pulled up on me. We had just did our first show at the New Parish out here, and crazy, you know what I'm saying? Crazy turnout, crazy night, man, and it went wild. So Eclectic pulled up on me, and he was just like, man, I was just kind of looking at the crowd last night. I was just listening to what y'all was doing, and he's like, you know, man, one thing I've never heard, man, I've never heard hyphy R&B. Like, I've never really heard it in that manner and so focused, you know what I mean? He was like, what if you was like, you mix some Keith the Sneak with some R&B or some Too Short with some R&B or something like that, you know? And that seed, he incepted my brain with it, you know what I'm saying? It sat there, and we ended up being in LA shooting the I Got You video with Momo, Vigilante, you know what I'm saying? And I sat in the hotel with Sonny, and I told him, I'm like, bruh, we gotta do some hyphy R&B. Like, you know what I'm saying? Eclectic told me, like, you know, we never heard this. I'm like, you know, and I had been thinking on it, and I, all I had was an idea. I'm like, what's a word that we constantly use, that we know that's ours? And I'm like, mm-hmm. Bippin', you know what I'm saying? And we sat there, it was like, but what if we're not bipping cars? We're bipping chicks, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, so it just started to resonate. And I know with him, it was the same thing. It was resonating on him. So as soon as the video shoot was over, man, we shot straight to the studio. And for the next 12 hours, man, we just literally, you know, cultivated it from the first sound to the last recording, you know what I'm saying? It's just everything from producing it, writing it, recording it, engineering it. I mean, everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sonny just got to work like, doom, 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 you know? And then we sat there, and in the midst of doing it, it's like, man, oh, the D-Lo stomped up. And we thinking like, man, what if you got people stomping in the club to R&B? I've never seen that. You know what I mean? So it was like, it was those factors that were happening as we started working on it, man. And once we started writing it, it just became so evident, cool. Like, of just mm-hmm. how big it was. You know what I mean? It was so, I've never heard a record that had so much Bay Area in it as far as R&B went.
Yeah, so, like, much history.
So much history.
A lot of history.
You talking about Mac Dre, you talking about Keith the Sneak, D-Lo, and then you got the ambassador himself, E-40, and even that, you know, we knew that it had to be 40 on the record. You know what I'm saying? We all had our own versions of 40's verse before we even talked to 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all was rapping like, ugh, 40 going dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was already like, you know, manifesting it, you know, and, you know, once 40 got a wind of it, you know, shout out to LaRue, you know, shout out to Cousin Vic. Like, once 40 got wind of it, man, and it was broken down to him, like, it was like, man, I got to do this right now. You know what I'm saying? And it made so much sense. And it was also like a stamp for us to let us know that it was what we thought it was, what we think.
Yeah, that's a, you know, we call it bucket list.
Bucket
you
list.
Know, check out the bucket list, you know, especially being from where we're from.
Yes.
You know, 40 is such a huge mogul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a legend where we're from. You know, seeing what he did, he really lays the blueprint down for mm-hmm. people on the hustle independently. You know, yeah. you want to see what independent royalty looks like? Like, look at him.
Yes.
You know, he got wine, alcohol, ice cream,
hot dogs,
you know, hot dogs,
burgers.
like nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing it like that, bro. So, like, to sit here and look at what he's done, and for him to give us that stamp of approval on even the genre,
yeah,
you know, the concept, you know, he was like, I see it, you know, and that's where it felt like, ooh, this special, you know, this what we think by ourselves, it like confirmed it, validated it,
for sure.
You know, it was like, yeah, it's real. You know.
All right, this is going to be one of my most difficult questions I'm going to ask you guys. Since you put out Bip City, and I know, like, Sonny, you told me there's like 100 coming. How does this song rank between 1 to 10 compared to what you guys have coming?
Man, we all, the dope part is that it's all 10s, bro.
It's all 10s.
To be honest, you know, like the way that it feels, what Bip City feels like, what you feel when you feel and hear Bip City, expect that every time.
Yeah.
You know, expect that nice. Every single time. Imagine, it took 2 years now to make sure that every time you hear a record, it feels like that. You know what I mean? So that's why it's like, we're proud of knowing that we took our time with it. It wasn't like, oh, we got a hit, let's put it to the world. And then hope, and then if it hits, let's create more like that. It was like, no, we sat down and created this Marvel-esque type universe, you know, sonically. And we're about to take, you know, the world on this journey through R&B. You know, we told ourselves, you know, if we're going to create our own genre, we have to feed the genre and create the world, you know, create the character, you know.
And create every aspect of, you know, Bib City is one part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's
they're
so
all
many,
connected.
Yeah, they're all connected. I mean, and to make this world, it's really putting it together piece by piece. You can't call it R&B and not have some real R&B in it. You know what I mean? And it's like, again, we grew up on the best of both worlds, man. We had some of the best R&B being mixed with the best Bay Area things. You know what I'm saying? So we are able to cultivate that. So whether it's a ballad, whether it's a love song, whether it's a club record, you know, a riding record, a smoking record, a drinking record, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? It all goes in the same category, and we're just hitting all spectrums of it. You know what I'm saying? You want some slow R&B? We got that. You want some fast R&B? We got that. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever it is, we got it. Because again, like you said, 2 years. That's unheard of. Like, being able to step away for 2 years and not worry about your ranking,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Not worrying about your placement, you know what I'm saying, in the world, or in the artist world, you know what I'm saying, in the industry. You know, you got people constantly releasing, people constantly trying to find out who's going to get the spot.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the spot? I mean, forever we was listening to clips of labels like, man, we need male R&B. We need male R&B. We need male R&B. And we're watching all of the offerings, and they're dope. You know what I'm saying? That's the dope part about being very confident in what you're doing and knowing that you have something that no one else does. You're able to listen to all this music unbiased. We're fans still. It's like, nah, that's a great song. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely not R&B. You feel me? That's a great song, though. You feel me? And to be able to take that time for 2 years and still be confident and comfortable, like, you know what I'm saying? You have to make sure that you got the follow-up for the follow-up's follow-up. And you got to make sure that you're being so innovative that you can think about 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? We got records that, I mean, all of these records are so timeless, so it really doesn't matter when they come out, when they drop. You know what I mean? Like, we're pushing the boundaries. We're pushing our own limits, our own boundaries constantly, not just taking the first thing that comes to our mind, but saying, oh, is there something better? Is there something stronger? Is there a better way, or a more effective way, a more impactful way to deliver, you know, this message? And when you're doing that in every record, it's not like you've gotten so used to it that you just kind of like, okay, let's get through it. No, like, we taking our time with every single record because we know that this sound is nowhere else. So if we want to, like you said, if we want to create this genre, then we have to feed it, and we have to make sure that it's done properly, man. You know what I'm saying? We planting it, we watering it, we making sure it's the right amount of sun on it. You know what I'm saying? At night, we making sure we putting it in a cool space. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, just all of the things that need to be done, we making sure that we doing it all piece by piece and perfectly, so that as you get it, you grow with it. You know what I'm saying? You understand it more each record. You feel me?
The way to nurture the concept and to nurture the brand of everything you're doing, like these small little details you guys are putting into it. I mean, like you guys said, 2 years, but it's those little details that got added into it, you know, creating the music, creating the vocals, creating, you know, just the whole energy that you're trying to build from it, I think is the most important part. Now, going to the culture side, you know, because obviously you're creating a culture. I know both you guys are very adamant when it comes to your Filipino heritage as well, you know, being, you know, of Filipino descent. You know, how, I guess, from this movement that you guys are doing, what do you think it would mean to the Filipino community once they start to see and recognize you guys even more, that you guys are of Filipino descent and you guys do hang the flag, you know, up to really represent? What will that do for you guys?
Man, it's all about representation. You know, it's going to be beautiful to see, you know, people that look like us doing this, you know. In the Bay, the hyphy movement was pushed, you know, solely by the rappers, you know, and they created this culture within our region that kind of just infected the community. You know, there was not one place that you could go where you weren't seeing people on corners listening to the radio, just
going down.
You know what I mean? It was sideshows, you know, dancing, you know, all of those things were have been part of the culture for so long. And ethnically, we've always tried to build this bridge between, you know, culture and music, you know. And what we did before we linked up was, you know, me and Chris, we were, you know, we were in this island industry pushing a sound that wasn't necessarily island music. It was just our style, you know. When people have said, so what kind of music do you make? And it was just like, you know, it's just us, it's CRSB, you know. And people, you know, at first were a little hesitant to it, but then they started accepting. They're like, oh yeah, them boys from the Bay, you know, they're the island boys from the Bay. And, you know, linking up with Adrian, you know, who had already put the footwork and the groundwork in on R&B, you know, it was a perfect blend to take these cadences from the island music and these melodies from, you know, our world and R&B and to blend together, you know, in a way that hasn't been delivered the way that it is now.
It's never been done before.
Yeah, like so,
yeah.
You know, we have the Timbalands and Justin Timberlakes who created the sound together. We have the Quincy and Michaels who created this sound together, you know, but you have now this that's creating this sound together, and look at how it looks, you know. So for the younger generation, you know, I've had recent conversations where, you know, some younger artists have told me like, yo, bro, you gave us, you know, a voice. I actually finally feel like I fit in somewhere. You know, like, you know, being an island artist, you kind of like pigeonholed to make only a certain sound of music because of the way you look and the way your culture is given, you know. But now today, the acceptance and the music is so free. You know, this is a perfect time for something like this to happen. You know, the world needs to see something like this, you know. And the younger generation needs to see it on an elevated level, you know. And that's what we're here to provide, is music, high level, high profile music at a very, like, you know, strategic movement. So to know that we have that, and we took the time and effort to ensure that the narrative was correct, to ensure that the story was correct, to ensure that, like, you know, the feeling was real. And it was like, you know, we always talk about, you know, certain lyrics, and it's all about the way that we deliver it. And I feel like that's what separates us from a lot of people around the world, is like, you could take the same line and try and sing it, take the same beat, take those same ingredients, you know, and try to make a dish, and only we know how to scientifically put it together. That's all comes with being born where we're from. And like I said, culturally, where we're from, dude, like, you know, our group is ethnically so mixed that we don't even see color, because our whole life, you know, the way that we talk is, you know, the way that white people talk, the Asians talk, the Indians talk, the, you know, it's the one place in the world where it's a melting pot of cultures, you know. Yep. The only place,
especially
that you see
Filipino and black, and yeah, it's like that,
you know, and the acceptance too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you go to the other parts of the world. You know, after traveling, I got to really fall in love with my home, because I was like, man, you know, the level of acceptance that I have within my group is, you know, shows how open minded my place of home is, and. There's nobody who's saying that that's what it is. So we're going to show you, you know, we're going to show you, and we're going to make you listen to it.
So you can be proud. Like, all, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, like, you know, whether it's the Filipino culture, whether it's the black culture, whether it's, you know, the island culture, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, like, it's something that you can all be proud of. You know what I'm saying? And I think the biggest thing, man, is just really bringing it all together, bringing these cultures together, bringing these people together, man. It's a lot of crazy things going on in the world, man. It's a lot of evil, it's a lot of foul things happening, you know what I'm saying? And again, even in the sense of just thinking of how the Bay doesn't necessarily come together enough, like, all of this is about building these bridges, you know what I mean? So that, you know, the soil becomes even more rich. You know what I mean? So I think that's been one of the biggest goals, and I know one of the things that everyone can be the most proud of, you know?
The brand new R&B joint Bip City is out everywhere, wherever you guys get your music. And like I mentioned you guys a little bit earlier, we're going to do a quick quiz. I want to test your Bay Area-ness. So it's a mix of, whatchamacallit, different you know, just different, like, I guess, cultural slang type questions with some like real, I guess, San Francisco Bay Area type questions. So like I said, I don't even know some of the answers to this, but it'll be kind of interesting to see how you guys do here. So you guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Yadadamin stands for, okay, hello, you know what I'm saying? Let's get turnt, hyphy, or no idea?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying, for sure.
Let's get turnt. That's what's dope about the words. It's
kind of, it means a multitude of things. You know what I'm saying?
Those are the main.
That's the main one. Like, it's, yeah, for sure. Yada da.
Correct. All right, here we go. Next one is, in what city do sideshows go down the most? San Francisco, Richmond, Oakland, San Jose, Vallejo, or I've never heard or experienced a sideshow?
Ooh,
that's tough though, that's man. Tough. I mean, I feel like it's all every one of them places. Uh-huh. You feel me? I'm looking outside right now and seeing donut marks. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the thing. So no matter where you go, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're in Oakland, Richmond, Frisco, Vallejo, like it's sideshows happening all over the place, man. You know what I mean? So it's really hard to just put a stamp on like just where it happens now, especially now, man.
We out in the Bay, we stopping traffic.
Yeah, wherever. Yeah. Bay Bridge, you know what I'm saying? Bay Bridge, or, you know what I mean? Even, you know, they try to put a barricade so you can't, and they still swinging it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
I still can't ghost ride. I mean, I can't even fathom just letting go of the car and do its thing.
We're going to teach you. Keep watching. We're going to teach you. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. The city of San Francisco was reputedly built on seven hills. What hill is the highest point in the city?
What's that? Petrel Hill?
Nope. It's, I know. I didn't even know this one either. It's Mount Davidson.
Wow.
Okay. I didn't even know that existed there. But apparently it says Mount Davidson is located near the center of San Francisco. It's the highest point at 928 feet and is one of the original seven hills on which the city is built.
Wow, look at you.
Learn something new every day.
There you go. Put
a song. The next one is, do you even listen to music from the hyphy movement? The multiple choice questions are nah, not really, kinda, yeah, damn near air day. Ain't none else I listen to, and what is the hyphy movement?
Damn near every day. You know what I'm saying?
Damn near every day. That's a good option to say. Damn near
every day.
We know you.
Air day. That's when you know you're from the Bay. Air day. All right, this one might be a tough one. It says, what company is your friend in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5? The options are Forever 21, Walmart, Shane Company, Target, Foods Co., and Costco.
Shane Company.
Oh man, I'm dying already.
He's in the diamond business. You
know. That's dope.
That's hard.
All right, this one should be an easy one. It says, at Fisherman's Wharf, there's a pier that is popular with both tourists and sea lions. Which pier is it?
Pier 39. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Next one is, what is the most used word in the Bay? For show, Yadamin, trife, hyphy, hella, or ye?
Ooh, hella, ye, or for show. I'm gonna go with for show.
I'm gonna go with hella. I think it's a good feeling word.
It is.
I think hella might be
the show is hella. It's a hell of a feeling word.
Those two is like neck and neck.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can actually put all those words into a sentence, right? Yeah, it could be like,
and somebody from the Bay will understand.
You'll totally understand what you're saying.
It could be like this. It could be like, man, hyphy was hella trife, y'all know what I mean, for show. Yee!
My boy, yes.
That's hell. Oh, man. See, I'm an old man still trying to get street cred. That's
got it right now.
You got it.
All right, we got a couple more. Is this quiz too ghetto for you? Here's the options. Nah, I'm chilling. Not really. Sorta. This ain't ghetto, this normal bass slang. Kinda, but I like it. Yes, I'm having trouble understanding your terms.
Nah, I'm chilling. Nah, I'm chilling, bro.
Oh, man. That is so bae. So bae. All right, here we go.
I'm good, bro. I'm chilling.
All right, so this one might be a tough one. San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge was completed in 1937. What body of water does this landmark span? It's a trick question, actually.
Okay, you got multiple choice?
No, this is a fill in the blank one.
Right, Pacific Ocean.
Close. So it's the Golden Gate Strait, because it connects the bay and the Pacific. So the water underneath it is the Golden Gate Strait.
Wow! Come on, man! Come on, man! Yeah.
I didn't even know that one either. I would have said the
hardest hill when I got
Bay Area Snapple facts.
Come on. Snapple facts.
Snapple facts, dude. Hey, tell me that wasn't the drink back in the day in the Bay. It was Snapple, right?
It was.
I couldn't wait to tell. Any girl Snapple fact that I found out.
For I'm sure.
Like, no. Snapple and Funyuns.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Walk up to 1,000 miles.
All right, here we go. Two more. All right, this is gonna be a funny one. How does a guy in the Bay usually holler at a female? What's up, shorty? What's good? Let me get your number. What's up with me and you? The app, though. Or none.
What's good?
What's good?
What's good? All you need is the winning. What's good with it?
Exactly. Hella funny. All right, here go. Last one. What does it mean to be jossing? Is it hallucinating, sneaking up, hiding around, to be angry, being fake, or lying?
Lying.
That was too easy. All right, here we go. Bonus question. What is the proper bay word used for the following definition? To get pumped up or excited. Options are wet, buff, under the influence, tired, juiced, or turnt.
Turned or juiced. Yeah, I'm juiced. Yeah, I'm turned up right now. Turned.
I'm juiced.
It's about to be turned tonight.
Give it up to my boys, Adrian Marcel, Sonny B of CRSB. Man, thank you guys again for hanging out with me, talking about the brand new slap, Bip City, out everywhere. You can hear it also on heavyrotation.fm on full rotation. Man, what is next for both of y'all? I know music is coming. There's a lot more music. Any touring coming? Dude, I've never seen Adrian smee so much in my life, bro. So we got to see that live, man. When's that coming?
Happening. We're putting it all together, man. You got to really just stay tuned. You know what I mean? You got to just really keep up, keep following.
Yeah, our next show is in Anaheim. April 28th. It's our first time headlining.
Yeah.
So House of Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So if you're around, come up, man.
Pull up.
We'd love to.
Oh, man.
Slide on us, bro. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That actually might work out. 28 might be a good look. So I'll definitely reach out to y'all if we can make that happen.
It's good. Yeah, let's do it.
It's going to be our first little first look at what the tour is going to look like. So, you know, we excited to show you, man.
Let's get it.
Man, excited for you guys. Once again, congratulations, Bip City. Once again, make sure you guys stream it, download it, buy it, repeat. R&B is the future. Let's get it.
Let's go. Yadadai.
Heavy Rotation is the world's home for Filipino hip-hop and R&B. On our podcast, you'll discover Filipino artists, the stories behind their music, and exclusive live performances. Our original podcast first aired in 2007 to 2009 with the vision of creating a radio station with music exclusively by Filipino artists. In 2019, Heavy Rotation returned with the same dream, spotlighting music by over 300 Filipino artists from around the world. Today, Heavy Rotation has evolved into a digital audio platform with a handcrafted, curated online radio station and podcast striving to amplify Filipino excellence in music. Heavy Rotation is produced from San Diego, California. Listen now to the world's first and only online radio station for Filipino hip-hop and R&B 24/7 now on our website, heavyrotation.fm. And make sure you guys follow us on all social platforms at Heavy Rotation FM. Thank you for rocking with us.